Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 4108.
Identify a person who had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
I'll probably say my grandfather. He was a farmer, really hard worker, had a good attitude and was really artistic, did a lot of paintings and stuff like that. Got me interested in art and work ethic, I guess.
What do you aspire to be?
I suppose happy, aspire to be happy, and just a person that people can rely on and look to for friendship and stuff like that, like well-rounded, kind person.
How would you describe yourself as a human being?
I'd have to say I love to laugh, happy, spontaneous, friendly. We'll do anything for a friend.
Does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from everyone else? How did you develop this attribute?
I think open-minded. My mom and my sister really taught me to be open-minded and not to judge people on beliefs or anything like that. So just keep an open mind, listen to everybody's, you know, thoughts, and don't judge them.
What quality do you like best in yourself, and what do you like least?
I'll start with the bad. I don't like, I'm kind of a procrastinator. I tend to put things off to the last minute. And I like my artistic skill, I guess. I like the fact that I can draw and paint and stuff like that.
What kind of values did your parent instill in you that you could pass on to your own children?
I think, again, it just goes back to the open-mindedness, not judging people, and just understanding that they're who they are and I'm who I am, and accept that.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
I think barbecues and picnics. Everyone's kind of outside and having fun playing with the little kids and interacting like that.
Tell me about the most cherished present you ever received for your birthday or holiday, and tell me why this gift was so special.
I'd have to say the old school Nintendo 86. I was the last of my friends to get one, and I was jealous of them, and then I was not jealous anymore.
And who gave you that gift?
My mom and dad.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
Playing with the neighborhood kids, playing night games, you know, like little kick the can and running around, tag and stuff like that. Just hanging out with the neighborhood kids and having fun.
What is your favorite word and why?
Yes.
What do you do for fun?
I'd have to say I do a lot of poker playing with the friends. We got a weekly poker game. I like doing that. Any active wise, like I have volleyball leagues and stuff like that, so sports.
Has anyone ever told you you resemble a particular celebrity?
No.
Choose a predominant person, living, dead, or fictional, whom you would like to interview and explain why.
I would have to say, I'd probably just go like, I could just say any old artist, but I mean, I'll say like Van Gogh and just ask him how he came up with all this stuff and what he was thinking.
First experiences can be defining. Cite a first experience that you have had and explain its impact on you.
I think like one of the first like experiences I can remember is like fishing on the dock with my grandpa, big old cane poles, and hanging out with my sister and him. I think it's probably just, you know, just says how family's important, I guess. That's what I learned from it, I guess. I don't know what I think about it.
Recall an occasion when you took a risk that you now know was the right thing to do.
I had two fields of where I was going to go for a career. I was going to work with kids in an elementary school, which I was doing, or I was going to go into more of the artistic side. And I think after a couple of years working in an elementary school, I switched up and just dropped that and went to school for art and design. And I think That was kind of a better choice. I like it.
Is there a work of art, piece of music, or piece of literature that has surprised or unsettled or even challenged you, and in what way?
I'll just have to say Survivor's Eye of the Tiger. It's great music. I like it.
No pieces of art? You're an artist.
Well, yeah, there's so many. I can't pick one that really stands out, I guess, in my mind. I suppose Salvador Dali, just because a lot of his stuff is really out there and kind of whacked out, so it kind of makes you try to jump out of the box and do other things.
Of everything in the world that you could be doing right now, what would it be?
Probably going on a date with a good-looking lady.
What is your approach to life?
I'm a big fan of experiences and trying to have as much fun as you can. I think life is made up of just experiences, so I try to do as much fun things as I can and just try new things and keep an open mind, and yeah, that's it.
What was the most difficult time in your life? How did you overcome these difficulties, and how did you prepare for your life change as a result of these difficulties?
I'd probably have to say when my dad died, that was pretty hectic. I think it, in one way, it did bring our family like closer together. So I think having each other there and like that kind of helped us through it.
Describe your most rewarding experience.
I think I'd have to say graduating and getting my visual communications degree. I was never really too book smart. I was always the guy I just always daydreamed out the window or kind of been wanting to go outside. So actually following through with that was kind of a good thing.
What was your favorite board game when you were a kid?
Risk.
Who is your favorite actor or actress?
I gotta go with Halle Berry.
What is your favorite dinner?
Steak and potatoes.
What is the funniest or craziest thing that you have ever done?
Skydiving.
What is the first thing you do in the morning?
Go to the bathroom.
What is something you wish you could do, but you can't?
Breakdance.
No breakdancing skills?
No, none at all.
Why did you choose screen printing as your career?
It has an artistic part to it. It's also a little more hands-on than kind of the graphic design part of it. I actually get to get a little dirty, which is always fun, and it's a steady paycheck.
What do you find most interesting about your work, both your full-time job as a screen printer as well as the graphic design work you do on the side?
I think for the screen printing is just seeing something from start to finish and being part of that process the whole way. I'm going to think, just for my like graphic design and kind of art thing on the side, I think just the creative like freedom that you have. You can do pretty much anything you want.
If you had to choose a different career, what would it be?
Probably a professional golfer.
Why would you choose to be a professional golfer?
Because, they don't work that hard and they make a lot of money and they're outside golfing.
If you could take a snapshot of your life in 10 years from now, what would you be doing? Work, family, travel?
I'd hope part of them would be slides from traveling in Europe, taking the train all around Europe and exploring that area. I think hopefully by then I'd have a family and I'd be grown up enough to have one. And work, just doing something that I like still.
Tell me, what would you consider a romantic evening?
A romantic evening? Let's say maybe cooking dinner for a lady, having her sit back on the couch, the glass of wine, and I cook, eat that. Maybe have a candle going. And, I don't know, probably playing some, Barry White and hanging out.
What qualities do you look for in a potential mate?
Intelligence. It's a big thing. I've learned that if, you know, you don't have someone that you can actually talk to, it makes it tough, no matter what they look like. I think an artistic eye, open-minded, and then obviously good-looking.
What is the nicest thing you could do for your significant other?
Be there for him, be supportive, be understanding, and, you know, just take care of them like they're taking care of you, you know, 50-50, and then, treat them like a gem.
Why did you decide to participate in the donor program?
I was kind of actually talking with a friend, and it got brought up on a side note. I don't remember how it got brought up, but then I was just thinking, besides, you know, getting a little spare money, I think that really didn't even come into play. I was thinking maybe helping other people out if they're in a situation, or if I was in that situation, I would want the same thing, you know, having somebody else help me out. So helping people out, and then the money's always nice.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 4108.